Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Sinn Féin's calling for more supports to be given to women suffering with endometriosis. And we know 1 in 10 women probably suffer with endometriosis. It's a really debilitating illness. And the president of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald, is hosting a public meeting about this today to try and discuss the issue. But they're effectively bringing forward a bill to try and look for greater supports. The deputy medical director and fertility consultant at the Beacon Care Fertility, Dr. Bart Cochera, is with me on the line today. What should these supports look like, Bart?
Okay, so at the moment, on one end, we know that hospitals made task forces to cope with endometriosis because the demand is rising. I can tell that we see a difference in the demographics of the disease or demographics of the diagnosis. So there are more and more women who need help and will be, you know, queuing, essentially. So this motion is to make it more available and perhaps just, you know, up-finance those task forces. This is my understanding. There is a waiting list for every diagnostic procedure, and since these are not directly, you know, life-threatening, they are not the main objective, basically. So perhaps that's the ideal world that, you know, you want to have it fast-tracked as much as possible.
Mm. So it's reduced waiting lists, really, is it, Bart? That's I suppose, but...
That's part of it. The other part of it is also just to systematically, you know, raise awareness among medical professionals, because it's something that is affecting women in teenagers, you know. So young women are now being diagnosed with endometriosis. I would say it was unheard of in the past, but it was extremely rare. And bearing in mind that the golden standard still remains laparoscopy, so essentially a surgical intervention, it's hard to imagine like 1 in 10 women having a surgery. It's not attainable. So there must be a systemic approach with, you know, both research and medical practice, and a clear pathway for patients designed how to tackle. Because as you say, the disease is debilitating and it affects quality of life. Every 2 weeks, we are sitting here in Beacon, the MDT meeting. So radiologists, surgeons, fertility consultants, oncologists, we see it all together. And believe it or not, if it wasn't endometriosis, we would have half of the job to discuss, really.
Sinn Féin's motion is calling for a dedicated multidisciplinary endometriosis treatment centre, staffed and resourced to provide diagnosis, holistic management, specialised excision surgery, effectively the gold standard surgical management for this really kind of agonising condition for so many. Is that not what we have already at Tala and another hospital?
Yeah, but okay, so we have it localized. There is Tala, you know, you may find one or two more hospitals having task forces, but we have to have a broader reach to the country. That's for one. For two, not every woman will have the same degree of disease, so it has to be staged. There are women who will require, you know, most advanced, most skilled surgeons to deal with the disease. Sometimes it's partial, you know, bladder removal. It's bowel removal as well. So these are very advanced surgeries that are required with long recovery, sometimes reversals of the previous operation. So that's why systemic approaches is required. And most of women will have low level of disease. They will not require such a high grade of expertise. And it's gynecologist's bread and butter to diagnose them and then, you know, traffic the patients to higher level of care as soon as possible, rather than being it within the common pool. Well,
Will you stay with us, Dr. Bart? Because I just want to chat to some callers as well to hear some of their stories. Well, I suppose really their experience of how difficult it is or how long they're waiting to get treatment. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Serena Massey's on the line. Serena, your 18-year-old daughter is trying to get treatment. How's that going?
Yeah, thanks, Andrea. So we just actually got seen after being on the waiting list for a year. She has been told that the next step is to do laparoscopy surgery. So she's with Dr. Aoife O'Neill in Tala, and they've been fantastic. All the boxes have been ticked. Yes, it looks like a definite case of endo. we're not sure where it could be, but we need to go in and have a look, which is surgery. So the diagnostics are the problem, I think, for this country, because she has had these symptoms since she started her period or her menstrual cycle at 14 years of age. And we're now, she's almost 19, so we're now 5 years in. We're now on another waiting list to see if she can have surgery. And we don't know how long that's going to take, but she's on the list. And that will only be the start of the journey, because that's when they see what it is she has and where. It could be somewhere else. It could be in her womb. It could be on the lining of her womb. It could be touching her bowel. We don't know. So that's the scary bit, mm-hmm. you know, that it's taking so long for this diagnosis, which we don't have yet still.
You're, I believe, Dublin-based or kind of within the surrounds of Dublin, the greater Dublin area. So access to the likes of the unit, the multidisciplinary unit at Tala will be accessible to you. But, you know, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? If you're in a different part of the country, Srini, you wouldn't have that luxury.
No, and you just don't know as a member of the public, because the framework was delayed for years. So the framework being a directory given to the GPs so that they can advise their patients on best steps. And that still hasn't been publicly issued. So basically, there's two multidisciplinary hospitals. Now, I've done all the research because I have endo. My daughter has it. Cork is one, and Dublin, well, Tala is obviously the other. And then there's five hubs dotted around Dublin, like the Coombe, which are fantastic, the National Maternity Hospital, Limerick, and a few more, like, which are doing great work. But actually, they only have access, all of these units only have access to the clinic, the surgery, you know, tools a couple of days a week or something.
Yeah.
So even if they do diagnose and get stuck in and do the surgery and fix the problem, you're only looking at them having access to these surgeries a couple of times a week in their hospital. So, you know, they're doing the best they can. Everyone I've met is, you know, in the HSE, in the government, you know, women that have endo in this country, like Dervil Ormond, who set up the Frendo app, trying to help people diagnose so they can give the doctor the information, you know, because doctors are flying blind, patients are flying blind. But it's all these individual women who've experienced it doing as much as they can to help the next generation, like my daughter. But actually, there's no decent funding there to work smarter, not harder.
Okay.
The HSE are killing themselves, you know, but they actually don't have the diagnosis ability to see what they're dealing with.
The speed at which that happens too. Orla is with us, Serena, as well. Orla, I believe you travelled for treatment.
I did, yeah. Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. I traveled to Romania 4 years ago after 25 years of not being treated appropriately in Ireland. So, and I've done well since then. But I...
Had you surgery there, Orla?
Yeah, I had surgery there. Yeah, yeah, I had a surgery in a specialised centre there. And Ireland... Way far behind. And I don't think that diagnostics are the problem. I don't think that GPs are the problem. I think the GPs have done absolutely everything that they can to refer to people. The biggest problem and the largest problem in Ireland is that gynecologists and surgeons refuse to upskill. And there's no pathway for them to do that either, you know? So they're within restriction. And even if you have people who help, they don't have the training or the skills to remove the disease. And that's the part of the motion for Sinn Féin as well, is that they're calling on that, and that the government supports surgeons and doctors in having the training and upskilling to specialise in endometriosis, because it's not the same as oncology and it's not the same as a standard surgery. And it's not just about fertility, it's about people's quality of life and how it needs to be improved.
I just wanted to bring Bart in on that. I know you're a fertility consultant, Dr. Bart, but is that an issue what Orla's mentioned? You know, just I suppose how many consultant gynecologists are actually working in this area?
That's true. I mean, you know, it's a common condition, and all gynecologists are trained in diagnosing it. The question is what's their access to the theater, to radiology, and, you know, to basically cure the patients then, because today we can pre screen patients who most likely have it, who most likely has it extensive, who should be prioritized in that regard. But again, it will require a lot of effort on the radiology side, for instance, or to consider, you know, introducing these upcoming non-invasive tests as a screening tool and base it on this. Because, as I said, the main problem, I understand all the, you know, the delay in diagnostics. This is not only Ireland. This is a commonplace. That's on one, but on the other one is the sheer size of the problem. 1 in 10 women, which means
it's a huge number.
Actually, 1 in 20 in population, yeah. 1 in 20 of the whole population, having it to greater or lesser extent for one, for two. Please do not be misled that, you know, one surgery serves, you know, it for forever, mm-hmm. because it might be the case that it regrows and patient needs to stay
okay.
under surveillance. And you know, the holistic management of how to improve lifestyle if the surgery is no longer, you know, indicated because of okay. the multiple previous attempts. And you know, so it's a bit more complex, and that's why, you know, making it in the one package would be worthwhile,
yeah. Singer-songwriter Ruth Ann is with me on the line today. And Ruth Ann, you've shared your story with us here previously in the past on Lunchtime Live. Will this kind of political pressure help bring about change?
I mean, it has to. It has to. As you can hear from just, I'm sure you're getting an influx of calls and emails. We just don't have, as much as everyone's doing what they can in the specialist centres, we don't have enough of the specialist surgeons. And that's the problem, is that you've women going in for these laparoscopies, and sometimes the gynecologist can't, well, a lot of the time, they can't operate on the areas that the endo is in. For instance, with mine was on my bowel, bladder and pelvis. So if I didn't have a wide excision specialist, which I travelled to the UK to get, I wouldn't have got the care. It wouldn't have been fixed. So the thing is, it grows back. And so you've got women who are also needing multiple surgeries because sometimes they're getting not the surgery that they need or in the places that they need. So the waiting lists are never going down, because I already have spoken to 21-year-olds, 17-year-olds who've had one surgery and they already have to go back and get another a year and a half later. And they're on the list then for 24 months. The reason I had to go to the UK was because I was going to be on the public list for 24 months. And when I got my surgery, the surgeon said to me, if you'd have left this much longer, it was so deep infiltrated stage 4. He's like, if you'd have left this much longer, I would have had to take your bowel. It took him 4 hours. And that's a specialist wide excision gold standard surgeon. And I had to pay for that. And we don't have them in the country, enough of them. By a mile, we don't have it. And that's the problem. And so it's the waiting list. But it's also when you get in there, are they going to be able to treat your case of endometriosis, which can be severely complex. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time it requires oncologists, cancer surgeons, you know, of that skill level to be able to do it. And also, just to correct, the number is 1 in 10 of diagnosed cases, but there's research now indicating that the number is more like 1 in 5. So it's becoming, you know, more common than
diabetes.
Because
of people waiting, Ruth Ann, to even get a diagnosis,
exactly.
Basically.
The thing, right. Yeah, because the definitive diagnosis is the laparoscopy, you know, is actually that they need to get in there and see.
And should we see the waiting list to try and get
that? But the people that are on the waiting list that are going to be diagnosed, it's just going to take them 5-7 years. So that number is a lot more like 1 in 5. And so it's so important. It's great that Sinn Féin, it's great that we're talking about this. It's great that there's motion. But we really now as a country need to step up and support these women, because this is affecting our teenagers. You know, a few years ago, it was, oh, you can't get it when you're younger. Oh, you don't get it when you're younger.
Yeah.
And now a few years, you know, when I was first going, you know, to get treatment and I was in my 30s, I speak to 17-year-olds who message me and say that they're fainting in school. They're missing school. They're sitting there leaving cert, and they're on waiting list of 24 months. That's unacceptable.
Niamh Mahoney is with us. Niamh's an actor and creative as well. You're currently making a film, a movie about endometriosis, Niamh.
I am, yes, called Mocha. And lovely to hear from you all, by the way.
Yeah.
It's really focusing on the impact it has on other parts of your life as well. I'm using Irish folklore, the story of Mocha, the goddess of Irish war and fertility. And, you know, something that I think people forget about as well is that this has a huge impact on your career, your relationships, the people in your life that love you, that want to help you, but they don't have the tools, they feel helpless. And that's what the film is about, and the isolation that comes with having endometriosis. I mean, myself, I've been dealing with this for over 12 years. I've been, you know, thrown from different surgeon to different surgeon, told different things. And the impact that has on your mental health is huge. And the cost that would be associated for me going over to Bucharest, I don't have that money because my career has been impacted, you know.
So your hope is that releasing this, I suppose, you know, documentary or film will try and even highlight the issue to people beyond the 1 in 10 that have the diagnosis or their family and friends?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that Irish folklore could be a new way to kind of teach people. I'm merging a modern story of Anna searching for a diagnosis with the goddess's story. And it focuses on the relationship between her and her father and how he just wants to help and he can't, and seeing her in pain, seeing her, you know, not being able to work, vomiting, fatigue, and how that impacts the home. Because I think people often forget as well that it really does impact the people around us. And it's hard as somebody with the condition to be looking at the people who love you, who are asking, how can I help? And you don't have the answer for them. You just don't.
This listener's 27 from Kildare, currently undergoing treatment in Bucharest. I've had to travel for treatment, so just want to say thanks for making some noise about this. Another listener says, what about the women who've had the laparoscopy in Ireland and told nothing was wrong with them? After 25 years of pain, of heavy periods, we can't get referral to specialist clinics in Ireland with our diagnosis of stage 3 or 4 endometriosis. So I've had to travel abroad for an expert MRI and consultation with a specialist for a diagnosis of stage 3 endo and more, which I couldn't get in this country. I had to travel back in January for an 8-hour surgery because the endometriosis had spread so extensively. Now it's affected my fertility. I've had multiple miscarriages. Ireland doctors, gynecologists need education on endometriosis. I should never have had to travel, and it absolutely makes me so furious as well, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. If you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know we've been talking about this particular issue. I probably hazard a guess at about 4 years now. And every year it comes up, and every year, like those two listener stories I've shared, we get multiple messages and endless emails. And I read them and I try to get back to as many people as I possibly can, because I think it's only when you read the stories that you hear that sheer frustration in people. And none of us have any idea what this is like unless you're going through it. So whether it be Sinn Féin or any of the political parties, I really don't think the women of Ireland care who is leading the charge on this. Whether it's in, you know, cross-party support or how they find the money or where it comes from, I think people just want better services. Because if there's one thing I've learned sitting behind the microphone talking to so many of you for the last couple of years, is that so many women feel neglected. And that's probably the word I'd use to describe this. They just feel neglected when it comes to endometriosis care in Ireland. So whatever party is going to lead the charge or hold a meeting or try to discuss it. And I know there've definitely been efforts, huge efforts from government in this with regards to some centres that have been established. But if we have a start or a starting point, we definitely need more. And I think that's probably a summary of what some of these messages are saying today. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Dr. Bart Cochera, who's the Deputy Medical Director, Fertility Clinic, Beacon Care Fertility. Serena Massey, Orla, singer-songwriter Ruth Ann, and actor Niamh Mahoney. We appreciate your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.